Hey everyone, hello and welcome to the program. You know, I hope that all of you have attended at least some of the many Pondere Orchestra and Chorale concerts over the years. And well, if you haven't, then you need to draw close and put this on your calendar for this coming weekend. These concerts are magical. They are amazing. And here today is Mark Reiner. He is the founder, along with his wife Karen, of these wonderful events. And he's the conductor for these concerts. And so we're going to get into the Christmas spirit of joy today here. So I want you to keep it right here on your favorite radio stations or join us anywhere there's internet at NorthIdahoRadio.com for our live stream listening. All right. My name is Barbara. We'll be right back after these messages.
One thing North Idaho's high school sports teams are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor North Idaho high school sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now's the time to mix and match a few of your faves. Buy one McChicken, McDouble, or hot and spicy McChicken and get another one for just a buck. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Nothing fits your morning routine like your favorite breakfast. From a sausage McMuffin to a sausage burrito to those crisp, flaky, fluffy hash browns. Mix and match them every day with buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Join me in saying hello and welcome to Mark Reiner. He's an old hand at this. We've interviewed him before. Always delightful. Mark, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm glad a number of people are listening because we hope to see you at our concerts.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin up front with that information. Where, when, where do they go?
Okay, this is going to be on December 9th. That's this coming Friday at 7 p.m., and that's going to be at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints across from the fairgrounds on Schweitzer Cutoff Road. And that's going to be followed on December 11th at 4 p.m. at the same place. All of the concerts are absolutely free, and all people are welcome that are interested in coming. There'll be a reception afterwards hosted by the ladies of the church along with us. And you're more than welcome to come and hang out and visit with all the people that are your neighbors, because this is made up in large part of the people of Sandpoint and environs.
You know, Mark, it's true. It's so much fun to look at the orchestra and see people I know and men and women in both the orchestra and the chorale. And there are people I know, and I get to see them before and certainly after the concert. It is a wonderful community event. I think it's also important for you to mention and talk about how all of these performers are volunteer.
Oh, yes. With the exception of one person who I've had to bring up from Spokane to play double bass, because there is no double bass locally that will play with us, everyone is local. We have people from western Montana and eastern Washington as well come in to play. But I have to admit, the Messiah is a very popular piece. There are literally five Messiahs this Christmas going on, three in Spokane, one in Coeur d'Alene, and of course ours. So there are a lot of opportunities to hear the Messiah and opportunities for people to play. So.
And just to repeat, that's this coming Friday evening at 7 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is over where the fairgrounds is, and Sunday afternoon, this another concert, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right.
Let's look for just a moment at a little bit of history, Mark. When did all of this start for you and Karen?
We moved up here in 1992 and immediately started with a local group of people who enjoyed singing. And that just simply grew as we sang, and more people wanted to come and sing. And so as a consequence, it grew rather large. For the first couple of years, we did nothing but the Messiah. And then Karen and I decided, there's a lot of good music out there. Not just the Messiah, but a lot of good music. So we, after a while, made a policy that we're going to do the Messiah once every 5 years, and this is one of those 5 years.
That's wonderful. And also, you have a summer concert.
Oh, yes.
So you have special music that celebrates that you wouldn't do the Messiah.
Well, actually, Handel himself never put the Messiah on at Christmas.
Oh, really?
It was never done at Christmas. As a matter of fact, it was done throughout the year and in varying years, but it was never done at Christmas.
How did it become then so associated with Christmas? What was that
evolution? Because... Well, let me back up and give you a little history of the Messiah itself.
Okay.
All right. Handel was actually an opera composer, and he was very successful in the 1720s and 30s dealing with, he has so many operas I couldn't begin to name them all, but it started becoming out of favor with the public. His operas were Italian-styled, and the people just stopped coming so often. So he decided to turn his attention to oratorios. Now, the difference between an oratorio and an opera is that an oratorio is based on biblical themes and so forth, and the operas naturally don't have to be. I want people to know that besides the Messiah, Handel wrote a dozen other oratorios. And in his days, they were not called religious in any way, sense, or form. They were called dramatic. I had a term, dramatic presentations or something of that nature. And people just love the Messiah because it's the only one of his oratorios that is based purely upon words out of the Bible.
Okay.
The others could use some words, but not always. And besides, a lot of his other oratorios dealt with individuals out of the Bible. Like there's an oratorio called Solomon or Saul, or in the Galilean Actus, and things of this nature.
You know, as I told you before we went on the air, I got curious about a little bit of the history of Handel, right?
Handel.
Handel. Okay. And I was just so surprised, and you mentioned he was so prolific. I mean, he just wrote so much. And Mark, I read that when he became kind of fell out of favor in a way, that he had a sort of nervous breakdown, or he had, and then he turned and he redirected himself, and he was amazingly wealthy, successful during his lifetime.
Yes. Some people have heard one of Handel's pieces called Water Music. And that piece was actually written as a, to get back in the good graces of the emperor. Because what had happened at that time is Handel was actually employed with the count in, I'll just call him a count, a nobleman in Germany, and he was given leave to go to London. Well, the leave said that he had to come back, but he didn't. And unfortunately for Handel, then that count became the leader of England. And so in order to get back in the good graces, that's when he put the water music on the barge following the king at that time and got back in the good graces of the king. So he did. He was successful at that time. As a matter of fact, later on, he was given a stipend of 200 pounds. In those days, a pound was worth a lot. 200 pounds a year by the royalty, the king, queen.
That is a lot of money for back in those days.
Yes.
He was also given a state funeral at Westminster Abbey. Mm-hmm. He was so honored and respected. And the other thing I noticed is that he lived a good old long life.
Yes, he did.
He lived to 74, which is no small feat back in those days.
No, it wasn't.
The plague and everything else going on.
That's right.
So what a great, great man and a great composer.
Yes. He was so prolific that if you take out Grove's Dictionary, which is the dictionary of musicians and music, you'll end up with a fairly thick packet of pages just doing nothing but detailing all the pieces he wrote.
So here we are privileged to be able to hear through both orchestra and choir Handel's Messiah. So you decided to do this every 5 years, and here we are in the anniversary year for that. What is it about this that you personally love? What is it about this selection?
Well, Handel is a good composer in the first part. That's basically why I would do it in the first place.
It's good music.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's good music. And it's there's nothing of negative value in it that I find whatsoever. So it brings in a lot of people who are also enjoying good quality music, and it uplifts them, and that's what our mission is in part. The Pondere Chorale and Orchestra are in the community to uplift and provide support to all things thereof.
You know, I really love that you use the word uplift, because there are many moments in this music where you are uplifted. You are just lifted up with joy and the feeling of this wonderful season, which is maybe why it started getting so associated with the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. So you and your wife, you came in 1992 and it started. So you have been doing, when did it become the orchestra and the chorale together in this big concert, you know, thing going on?
Well, the orchestra was formed a couple of years later. We got going with the choir first. The orchestra came later. And for a while, we actually gave two separate concerts, some orchestra, some choir. I honestly don't remember the first time we had a joint concert that went both way with both of them together.
Okay.
I just can't remember the date.
Yeah. What is your training? I mean, what is your background, Mark, that drew you into this and that has kept you going for all these years? It's interesting, I know.
There's much that could be said in that vein, but let me just say that I've always had an interest in music. I was even writing music when I was in high school, and it wasn't good music, but on the other hand, it led me into college, and I studied with some people that maybe some musicians out there have heard. A most famous European composer that I studied with was Karlheinz Stockhausen, and the most famous American composer I studied with was John Cage. Now, if anyone knows about those musics, both of them have nothing to do with the Baroque music of Handel. They are as oftentimes atonal and aleatoric, and as a consequence, people don't listen to them much anymore. But I made a decision around the late 80s, actually mid-80s, that I wasn't going to write in that style anymore either. Even though I was successful, I had some things on records and so forth, but that's not the music that touches your heart at all. It touches the intellect, but not the heart. And I thought, I've got to have a balance. My own internal being requires a balance between emotion and intellect and spirituality. So I stopped writing in those styles. I still write. And as a matter of fact, the chorale and the orchestra put on a number of my pieces.
I think last summer there were several of your pieces.
Yes.
And the winter before that, the concert was at
Actually, that particular one, I wrote a violin concerto for our first violinist. And she played the first two movements in the last winter concert. And then in the spring, we finished off with the last movement of that.
Okay.
And so
it was wonderful. I just am a kind of a recent discoverer of these concerts. And ladies and gentlemen, they are, the whole atmosphere is just love and joy and music and cookies afterwards. I mean, it's just, it's like family almost.
Oh, it is.
Really
it is.
Getting together.
Well, it is family. Matter of fact, normally we consider ourselves as a family. And I want to add about that joyful entrance we're going to have the Selkirk Brass, which is essentially the brass section of the orchestra, playing some Christmas carol and Christmas music as they walk in the foyer.
Ooh, I love that. Well, we get to, it seems like it was either, maybe both concerts, but the audience was invited at one point to sing along with some of the Christmas carols.
Yes,
the
That's right. Sing along Christmas carol. I remember that one.
I know. Since we're all singing together, you know, you don't hear our individual mistakes.
No, it's not that. It's just to express yourself and get that joy out there into your being. That's what it is.
There is something wonderful. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know deep in your soul. Is there's something wonderful about music, healing, and it just is a language that communicates.
That depends on the music. As you know, plants will actually wither and die under certain types of music.
That be rap or something. Have they
well,
tried
actually,
that?
it just when a heavy metal. Other plants will actually grow in music like Handel's Messiah. So it depends on the music. It's like everything else in this world. It's a two-edged sword. You can use it for positive or use it for negative. And we stress in with our group to make it positive.
And you do that very, very much so. You know, I often wake up to music. It's not exactly my alarm. Well, it is, but it's kind of a repeating thing. But then I'll switch over to different kinds of music tracks that I have. Some of it, is old-time rock and roll, but some of it is like worship music, joyful worship music. And then there's other that I just common stuff, like, I don't know, I'd like to teach the world to sing, the old Coca-Cola thing.
Yes.
It makes me happy at 6 o'clock
good.
In the morning.
Be happy, yes. And I'm not putting any musics down because they all have their place. For example, rock and roll is really great to listen to when you're having to dig a ditch.
Yeah.
And it gets that physical body going.
I do have to say, though, I'm you know, heavy metal, there's some headbanger music that just doesn't seem to have a place, but that's just my opinion, right?
Well, everybody has to grow at their own rate. You can't force anything. And in that regard, I want to say that this particular concert of the Messiah has brought in, our choir is now almost 50 people. And so the orchestra is running around 27, 28. And so it has brought people in that normally don't sing.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is excellent. All right. Well, we're talking about two concerts coming up this very weekend, Friday the 9th at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Church of Latter-day Saints, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Sunday the 11th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You guys don't want to miss either one that you can make it to. And you know, if you go Friday night, you might decide you want to come back on Sunday.
That's right.
We often and you would be welcome to do that.
Yeah, so absolutely. We often have people come back twice and listen to it two times.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're up against a break. We are going to take that break right now, but don't go anyplace. We have a lot more for you today.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Loretta from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the nation's largest grassroots organization improving the lives of those affected by mental illness. We want you to know that you are not alone. Join us at our next support group meeting on Wednesday, December 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Pine Street for yummy food and drink, as well as a short TED Talk on ADHD in girls and women. For more information, visit NAMIFarNorth.org.
Hi, Jim Parker and Sonny at Parker Subaru. We have a huge selection of great Subaru vehicles in every color and model that are ideal during bad weather driving in the Northwest. A Parker Subaru has the excellent symmetrical all-wheel drive system capable of taking you through difficult terrain. They have higher ground clearance with additional protective body paneling to help reduce sand and salt corrosion that plagues vehicles in the winter.
Outbacks, Crosstrek, Foresters, and the Subaru Legacy deliver all-weather grip and handling. With symmetrical all-wheel drive, Subaru gives you the capability to escape no matter the season or destination.
Subaru vehicles are well-known for long-lasting reliability and rigorous safety standards. Plus, there's our unique, no-problem way of doing business.
Every new car sold during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee's selected national and hometown charities. See Parker Subaru or Subaru.com for details.
For sales or service, visit us on the web at ParkerSubaru.com or at our beautiful dealership, Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Dalton in Coeur d'Alene.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yep, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis. Video Only.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in again. We are talking today with Mark Reiner. He and his wife, Karen, are the inspiration and the leaders and the conductors for the Ponderay Orchestra and Chorale concert series that they have been putting on, Mark, for what,
30 years.
And it's now a combined orchestra and choir that present twice a year. It's so wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you like that. Let me say that I do have a relatively large amount of music that uses both choir and orchestra in the same piece, but we also separate at times and have the orchestral music by itself and the choral music by itself.
And let's go ahead and give Karen some kudos, because she plays the piano and she leads the choir.
She does far more than that. She's a wonderful support to everything that's going on. And as a matter of fact, she's the leader. I turned over the conducting of the chorale to her some years ago, and I just do the orchestra for the most part now. But she is an excellent musician in so many ways. She's one of a very small percentage of people who have perfect pitch. In other words, if you ask her to give a note, she can sing it. I don't have that. And then she also plays cello fairly well, and she plays very excellent pianist. So, I mean, and she sings. As a matter of fact, she's going to be singing one of the solos on this.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, so there we are.
Wonderful. Well, yes. We're talking about Karen. That's Mark's wife, Karen. You know, your cohort and your partner
in all of this. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've mentioned before that the concerts are free, and we are going to talk more about the Messiah, but we've mentioned that the concerts are free. So how do you sustain yourselves?
Well, we do have a donation basket, and let me just say, the Church of Latter-day Saints has two entrances. We're basically using the one on the west, or the side with the fairgrounds.
Okay.
But you can come in the other side, but you'll miss the brass group playing Christmas music if you do. The people who have been supporting us have been so supportive in every way that I have nothing but gratitude for all of the church people there. They've been more than helpful, and they've had to take out a couple of pews in the front to give the orchestra room. Mm. And they have got, I want to thank for Andrea Kaufmann, who has been there all the time to open the doors and lock them up afterwards, turn on lights, do all the interface work for us. I mean, I could go on and on with people who have been helpful. So I should stop there and just say thank you, all of you that have been involved.
That is wonderful. You had mentioned on our break that you had some more that you wanted to talk about the history of Messiah.
All right. The Messiah was actually written in 1741. Now, a lot of people make a big to-do about the fact that he wrote the music in, I think it was only 3 weeks. And that is true. He did write the music in 3 weeks. There are a couple caveats to that, though, and I don't want to pop anybody's bubble. But number one, after that performance, which it was first performed in 1742 in Dublin, Ireland, as a charitable event. But after that performance, he went back and rewrote a lot of it and added other parts. And what we hear today is all the revised portion. Nobody knows exactly how that performance went in Dublin, Ireland at the time. Furthermore, and this is another one of those bubble poppers, he copied a lot of music from himself. Some of the music in the Messiah is actually reworked from some of his operas. As a matter of fact, Handel, in one of his other oratorios, used an entire movement from some of the composer entirely. And in those days, it wasn't looked upon as bad in those regards because everybody did it to everybody else. But it's just the way it is. Today, we tend to look upon intellectual property as something separate from that. It was not that way in those days. And so using music that you've previously written and reworking it was not a big deal. And even using other people's music wasn't a big deal.
You know, it's interesting that as a composer, it doesn't surprise me that he might use his sound. I mean, when you read an author and you read several books by that author, there is definitely a tone.
A style.
There's a style. You know when you're reading that author. And so they're kind of reworking, maybe not exactly the words, but there is a combination going on that you can identify. So it doesn't surprise me that a composer would do the same thing.
Right. Well, matter of fact,
they have a sound.
That's how you identify a lot of composers. Matter of fact, there's a game a lot of us play in the music, especially when you're going to school in music. But, you know, you'll hear a piece of music. Who wrote that?
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, not only who wrote that, but when was it written? You know, that sort of thing. And what is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Name that tune.
Exactly. Yes.
One of the things that I'm interested in is it's an all-volunteer group, and you mentioned there may be 50 in the choir.
Yes.
And 27, 28 in the orchestra. That is just going to be a big, beautiful sound.
Yes, it is. And I'm very pleased with the whole sound. The choir is doing very well. I want to say this, in one case, we have an entire family singing with us, mm-hmm. and there's at least six of that family are singing with us. And it is really nice to have a whole family, make it a family event like that. Of course, there's many husband and wife groups in that. And we've had people who have never sung with us before who are actually going to sing a solo this time.
Mm.
And I'm really grateful for that. I'm thinking of Richard Privat, who is going to be singing the bass solo at the end. The Trumpet Shall Sound, which is a very famous piece in that. We have Abigail Young, who was despised, and she's never sung with us before.
Oh, my.
There are a lot of people who we wish to bring out. Three of that family are singing solos as well. We try to bring forth what we can to allow these people to develop musically in any way they can. And, of course, last night was even another rehearsal. We've had rehearsals the last 3 days, as a matter of fact. So.
You know, I was just going to say, as an all-volunteer group, we need not just say, well, they volunteered for this concert. They've been in rehearsal and learning all of this music and practicing and working on this for several months.
We started in late September and first started with the choir, learning all the big choruses. At that time, we had to tell everybody that if you're interested in doing a solo, work it up, and we'll audition. And then during that time, we're working and getting the orchestra going, because, of course, the orchestra accompanies the singers. And then we lately have been putting them both together.
Yeah, it's a real time commitment on their part with
time
and their talents it's a lot, and it's to our benefit.
It's
blessing.
Yes.
So, just to say again, it's this Friday evening at 7:00. It's Sunday at 4:00, and both of those concerts are at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints over near where the fairgrounds is. And you say enter on
the west side, which is the fairground side.
What street is that? Boyer?
Boyer, extension of North Boyer.
So
that's correct.
Enter on the Boyer side, the fairground
side. Yes, you can also enter from it's called the Schweitzer Cutoff.
But we don't want
The actual address is 603 Schweitzer Cutoff Road.
Okay, but we want to enter on Boyer because we want to hear the trumpets the music coming in.
Yes,
indeed. All right. I have a question.
Surely.
It's kind of a personal question for you in a way, and that is, do you enjoy other genres of music? Do you have other?
Well, as I said, I listen to rock and roll if I have to go out and do physical labor, but my age is getting to the point I don't do that much anymore.
So you don't listen to rock and roll that often?
No, actually, there are a few songs that I really, I think back to some of them. I still occasionally do listen to a couple songs out of Steppenwolf, not the ones that most people would listen to, but I enjoy it at times. It's usually, in those cases, it's the lyrics
mm-hmm.
that I find good or uplifting, and that I wish to partake of again. As a matter of fact, very strangely this morning, I started thinking of a song by Donovan out of the time of Vietnam, the melody started coming back to me.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you've got, well, sure, you know, we all have music in high school and college that we kind of grew up with,
mm-hmm.
no matter where
our
ultimate tastes came from. We spent a little bit of time back a few moments ago talking about how important music is to our spirit and our psyche. What do you think is happening that music so moves us?
First of all, it's nonverbal. You're having to leave concept. We live most of our lives in concept. And that is very detrimental in many ways because concepts are often used as generalities. As a matter of fact, we have to speak in English in generalities, and that tends to cause divisions between people. We have to because we talk about paper. But is that paper parchment? Is that paper white, yellow, green, red? What is the size of that paper? It goes on and on. Matter of fact, Bertrand Russell at one time said that all humans should have every single object in the universe have a separate name. Mm-hmm. But that is obviously not able to be done by humans very easily. So we end up speaking in generalities. Oh, do you know about those pictures on the wall, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, you may, but are you thinking of a particular picture? Are you thinking of a particular spot in a picture? But because we don't delineate accurately all of these things, what happens is we make generalities. Music bypasses all those concepts and instead puts you in touch with a part of yourself that is able to emote or is able to conceptualize out of the music. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but it does happen. As I said, it all depends on the music. There is some headbanger music that people conceptualize very unpleasant things out of. Mm. And as a matter of fact, you can become very, very negative listening to very, very negative music. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible. And no one else is responsible for you. You choose. And life is making choices. I tend to listen to nothing but classical music, as most people call it. But it's not really classical music. I call it serious music. Because if you're a trained musician, you know classical music started around 1750 and ended around 1826 when it goes into romantic music. So there is much delineation that needs to be done, and I think that the spirit of the music is what is going to lift you or not. And you have to be able to be carried with it by not conceptualizing and thinking about something else, but rather getting into it and letting your body speak to you, you let your emotions speak to you, and you let your intellect speak to you. Those three have to balance, at least with me. I admit everybody's balance is a little different, but those three have to balance within me for it to be something I wish to listen to.
Well, inasmuch as we are talking today and we're dealing in those kinds of verbal concepts, you said something that I think is really wonderful and really important to repeat. You talked about how we are responsible for, we are stewards of everything that is about us, whether it's our body, our relationships, you know, what we read, what comes into our ears and eyes and into our heart. And I just want to say, I just have to share this, that, you know, there's a beautiful scripture, I'll bet you know it, in the Bible. It says, God says, I set before you this day life and death. And he says, you choose. And then parenthetically, he says, because he wants us to get it right, he says, he says, choose life. Don't you love that? But it's like, choose wisely. Choose wisely.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And that's, we could actually shift this conversation over into the divisions that are happening between humanity. But that, I go back to that people are thinking in generalities. Your neighbor may have a different political idea than you do, but it's not until you get to talk to them and find them, yes, where they are spiritually, emotionally, and their lives themselves. You know, even the Indians said, walk a mile in the other guy's moccasin.
Exactly.
So you have to, really, it's communication.
Yes.
And that's what music does oftentimes.
Yeah, it communicates definitely. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to do that right now.
At the Coeur d'Alene Casino, we're always looking for fun new ways to welcome you in, which is why we're excited to talk about our new Discovery Den.
The Discovery Den is the first testing room in the Inland Northwest, filled with state-of-the-art new video gaming machines from the top manufacturers in the world. And you get to play them first and help decide which ones stay and which ones go.
This room's great. I like the fact that we get to play these games first.
I just won big, so this one's definitely a keeper.
I get to choose which games go on the casino floor.
Only at the Coeur d'Alene Casino.
With over 1,200 different gaming machines and million-dollar jackpots in our 60,000-square-foot casino, the new Discovery Den also adds more enjoyment playing here.
So take the short drive and come play the games of tomorrow today in the new Discovery Den at the Coeur d'Alene Casino.
Welcome home.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
The employees of Selkirk Press in Sandpoint wish you and yours the warmest and most wonderful holiday season. A family-owned and operated business in Sandpoint since 1924, Selkirk Press would like to thank you for over 90 years of patronage and community support. They look forward to providing you with full-service printing, design, and EDDM mailing services well into the future. Selkirk Press at 1714 Industrial Drive, right off of Foyer by the airport. Merry Christmas to you from everyone at Selkirk Press.
Mountain Traders is bringing back the old-fashioned joys of Christmas with friendly smiles, a cozy fire, and Christmas music to stir the soul. You'll want to take your time browsing locally crafted knives, furniture, jewelry, antiques, the 12-foot Christmas tree, the largest puzzle selection in the North, and over 200 cookie cutters. There's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Find them on Facebook.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Mark Reiner. He is a part of the duo Mark and Karen Reiner, who have been navigating and leading and inspiring the Pandere Orchestra and Chorale concerts for so many years now, 30 years, and these free wonderful concerts, and there's a concert, two concerts coming up this weekend. Let's remind our audience and when.
This is a presentation of Handel's Messiah. It's going to be on December 9th, that's this coming Friday at 7 p.m., at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints across from the fairgrounds. And the second concert will be on Sunday, December 11th at 4 p.m., also at the Church of Latter-day Saints across from the fairgrounds. And all concerts we've ever given are absolutely free. We appreciate donations because that's how we pay for stands and lights and a lot of other things. Copying music is a lot of it. And I really sincerely appreciate all of those people who have donated to us in the past and who will probably donate this coming weekend.
Yes, indeed. And there are so many people through the years that have been involved in this, but there are many that have been faithfully involved. Who are some of the people that
like to honor those folks. I'm thinking now of Jim Payne, who has worked with us for almost all the 30 years. I don't know when Jim came, but he's been there for many, many decades, it seems like. And he is, for example, he's brought the podium from the Lutheran Church that I can use to stand on. He's provided some of the choral music, again, for the choir to use. And I have many, many times relied on him to do those sort of things for us. And he's also been a great supporter. He used to be a great supporter with us when we did our performances at the Lutheran Church. I also want to honor somebody who we don't often mention on the radio. His name is Larry Hanna, who is an excellent horn player. But of course, all of us are getting older, and now we have new people coming in at places. Larry's been with us for I don't know how many years. As a matter of fact, I wrote a piece for him. I think it was something like a fantasy in A minor for horn and orchestra, and that we did that, a decade ago. And there are other besides my wife Karen. I mean, I could go on and on with people who are really, really blessing this community with all their work. And so I wish to thank all of you folks who are involved with this. Each and every one of you are doing your part, and it's the group effort that makes this come across. It's not an individual thing. I by myself can do nothing. It's with everybody involved. So thank you very much.
Boy, that is wonderful. You know, you mentioned Jim Payne. He's one of my favorite people, and I've had him on the air with all of his books. And I think I mentioned the last time we were on, and I'm just reminded of this, on his book about his kayaking through Holland.
Yes.
He said he found a sign in a church, and it said, "I don't need therapy because I sing in a choir."
Yes, that's right. And that I guess it's a bumper sticker, but it's in Danish, so you can't read it unless you're good.
You get a translation.
Yes. That brings to mind people who have passed on, like Charles Glock, who was very, very, he was with us from the absolute beginning until he passed on a year or two ago. And there are people who have come and gone, but we thank you wherever you are.
You know, we've talked already today about the healing power of music and the uplifting nature that music can be. And so people need to come in and be uplifted. This is a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
To be encouraged in these difficult times we're in.
That's especially the reason to come.
Yes.
I mean, you can get despondent listening to the radio and following the news constantly, but find something different. Again, choose life. Choose something positive. And this is one of those things. So I highly suggest you come. It's free. All are welcome. You don't need to donate. You don't need to donate. And don't feel guilty if you don't.
Yeah. And so cookies at the end. I love that you remembered that choose life. That's one of my favorite things, because God just can't help but give us the right answer. It's like I said before you, life and death, choose life. See, by the way, we've also mentioned, we have just a few seconds left here, but I was thinking about how babies will move to music. They just instinctively move, don't they? Little babies.
Oh,
little
babies. Yes, yes. And I'm sure you're all familiar with the ability of the mother to play music on her stomach or her.
When she's pregnant.
When she's pregnant, and it actually makes a difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes a difference in the child's apprehension of as he comes out. You know, they give tests to babies on how would they react to the different stimuli, and it does increase the stimulus response.
I know I've heard about reading to the baby in the womb. Well, this is all so wonderful. I want to thank you, Mark,
You're
for being
welcome.
With us. This is wonderful. It just pleases me to be able to talk about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to go to the concerts this weekend. And that's it for today. I invite you all to come back next Tuesday. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.